think just coming across is seeing on the social media pages. Is this true fish about Bob
Stoops?
Yep,
it's reported by News Oklahoma. Bob Stoops is going to tell the team he's retiring today.
Wow.
Immediately?
Yep.
What else is said there?
All it said is the offensive coordinator, Lincoln Riley, is expected to take over as the head coach.
Wow.
So Bob Stoops
That's
out
a bomb
after
show.
18 years as the head coach.
All right, immediate takeaway. Bob, do you have something on this? I mean, Baker Mayfield's one of the guys we mentioned. Oklahoma is always supposed to be in the Big 12 championship race, of course. And if you're a favorite in the Big 12, you are a team that can make the college football playoff. We know the talent's there. We know, of course, Boise State, one of their biggest moments against Oklahoma. This is pretty surprising. And, again, my thing is he's retiring now.
That to me is
what's
bizarre.
The timing of these things are just strange. Like, what was it, a couple of days ago?
Thad Mata was fired at Ohio State.
Yeah, and you think, well, shouldn't have you have made that decision earlier on? But apparently it had to do with recruiting and everything along those lines. I'm just waiting for, like, the next step. Is there something else that's going to come with this Oklahoma story? And you don't want to speculate too grandly, but I didn't see this coming at all. There wasn't any whispers of something like this.
Absolutely none, at least none that I'd ever heard of. Bob Stoops, a fixture at Oklahoma. It's not like he's leaving to take a job with the Cincinnati Bengals or with another college. He's not that old. If I had to guess, the first thing that would come to mind would be, does he have health issues? And that would be my greatest concern when anybody retires abruptly. Is there, is there some physical ailment that's going to cause them to want to take a leave of absence or stop coaching?
I'm trying to look up how old is he.
I would think he's south. I was going to say he's south of 60. I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't know. There has to be another layer to this. Like, there's going to be information about whether it's a health thing, which you would hope that somebody in the mid 50s in age wouldn't have something health related that drastically that would make you step down immediately in June before a college football season. Like, that seems strange. Is it – there's nothing that I saw that reached, like, Baylor level of scandal or –
or even Ole Miss level with money and, Ole Miss is under the gun right now with the NCAA as far as – allegations that they paid players and the coach, whether Free should be in or out as the head coach – nothing like that at Oklahoma.
There's no opening somewhere else where you would think maybe you'd step away to take that one. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure this one out. I wonder where you're thinking.
Actually,
this.
Twitter says he's going to go coach Ohio State basketball.
Okay, there you go.
That's
the only opening.
Always thought he
right
had a
now.
Chance to do a basketball job and wants to go there.
That's the only opening that I see. Yeah, that's surprising. Now, how about
maybe he's going to take Leon Rice? We got one assistant basketball coaching job. Maybe that one too.
Now you said that the offensive coordinator is going to take over.
Yeah.
And how long has the offensive coordinator been there?
He's been at Oklahoma for 2 years.
Ooh. Yeah. This and that's on an interim basis, not permanent. Correct.
That is so far. And Bruce Feldman just tweeted out he can confirm this is happening. Bob Stoops is going to retire effective today, immediately. Lincoln Riley will take over as the head coach for Oklahoma.
To the point where that's going to be a fun whenever they have the full cycle to determine who they want to bring in, because I can't imagine that somebody who's been the offensive coordinator for a couple of years is automatically going to be given this job long term. It's just that good of a job where you're going to be able to get some people for that one.
Yeah, but what happens if this Lincoln Riley goes 12-0, wins?
You basically have to. Like, what do you have to do at Oklahoma to definitively keep your job when it's that open?
That's a great question. 10 Big 12 titles. Thought of 10s and 12s. If you don't win the conference, you're out, first of all. That's for openers. For openers. Second, I'd have to say that you probably have to get to the college football playoff and you might have to win a game.
Yeah, I think that's at least you got to be playing in that college football national championship, or else they're going to say, well, there's some other coach that could have gotten us to be playing in the college football championship. I'm with you. The expectations would be that high. The talent is that much. Your quarterback is about as established as any quarterback that there is right now in college football. It's just for him to retire at 56 years old when you have one of the, what, five best jobs in college football?
Easily 10, I would think. You know, I would think easily in the top 10, quibbling over maybe where you want to live.
That's astounding to me, to the point where, yeah, I'm now you got to follow to see what the next domino was with this. So there's a disagreement with them and some with him and somebody else higher up in the administration. Like that's the only reason, because that's not normal. 56 years old, you are you might be considered young for a coach just to have a job like that at Oklahoma. That's young. So,
well, Oklahoma, by the way, if you look at it, their best coaches they've hired young. Bud Wilkinson got the job when he was 31. Chuck Fairbanks, 34. Barry Switzer, 36. Bob Stoops was an old-timer when he got the job. He was 39.
Do you think Bob Stoops is a good coach? That's the one thing.
Like a game coach?
He gets criticism because they have those losses that are unexplainable at times. Like, there's Oklahoma has the path to being in the national champion, the old BCS. They have the path to the top two, and then they get that unexplainable loss. You know, they haven't won it with the college football playoff system yet either, and they got there but haven't exactly, you know, won it all.
You've got a lot of edges at Oklahoma that make you a good coach as far as like recruiting and money and support. If you said best tactician, best somebody you just think on a game plan, I don't think his name would come up in the first five or six that I would throw out.
Because he's 56. Assuming that this isn't his next job, he's going to want to go somewhere else, right? Like, there would be, you know, plenty of programs that could do a lot worse than bringing in Bob Stoops, like, even tomorrow, if somebody wanted to do some movement. So it is strange to have a coaching carousel type move. And again, it's not probably going to create an opening for now because they have an interim there that they're going to say, hey, take this for at least this season. But when Bob Stoops is on the market, that's going to put a lot of pressure on all the coaches out there that are on the hot seat, because if he's available to be brought in, there's going to be some openings next offseason.
Assuming that there's not a reason that Bob Stoops is stepping down, i.e. in trouble with the NCAA, in trouble with the law, you know, health issues that would force him out of the business.
So Les Miles is available, right?
Yes.
Still? Bob Stoops?
Yes.
Now available?
Les Miles is older.
Yeah. But talk about accomplished coaches who are, you know.
Well, some in Louisiana might debate whether how accomplished Les Miles is. I don't think as many would debate Bob Stoops.
Sure.